Now, we have some marvelous verses here, and I can only just mention them in passing. It says, verse 5, every word of God is pure. Nothing will clean you up like that. Every word of God is pure. It's not just 99.44% pure. This is not ivory soap. It's better than ivory soap. It's a miracle cleanser. Every word of God's pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God doesn't mind calling you a liar, but you better not call him one. And then we have here, two things have I required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. And that means this. I don't want to live among those that are vain and are flattering and those that are lying. It's like living in a rattlesnake den to live with folk like that. And then he says, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Give me a good diet. Let me take the middle of the road. And don't be an extremist either way. Then he says there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet's not washed from their filthiness. And now I know there are folk that'll say, very frankly, there are a lot of church members like that. They are a generation, they're all alike, that take the position that they are pure in their own eyes. They don't need a Savior. They're just religious. And then there are those today that are high up in business. They feel the same way, and there's many a down and outer that even then he feels that he's all right in his own eyes, but he's not washed. None of these are washed, and they can only be washed by the blood of Christ. And then down verse 15, we have another wonderful statement. The horse leash hath two daughters crying, give, give. Have you ever ridden horseback? You have two reins. And you have to hold back on those reins because constantly each one of them is saying, give, give, let go, let me run. But you better hold up on the reins or you'll have a runaway horse. And that is something that today in life, my friend, self-control, holding back. And you remember David had said, don't be like the mule or the horse that has to have a bit in its mouth to hold it back and to guide it. Turn this matter over to the Lord. Then he says, there are three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things say not, it's enough. There are four things that never satisfy, never have enough. First is the grave. And you and I are living in a funeral procession today. All of us are in a funeral procession. It began outside the Garden of Eden with Abel, and it's been coming down through the centuries. And as we said the other day, this old world we live on is a great big cemetery. That's what it is, where people are buried. The grave, never satisfied, and the barren womb. Oh, there's so many women that can't have children for one reason or another, and they're the ones, I think, that make such wonderful mothers of adopted children. And they're never satisfied. They want that little precious one to put its little chubby hands around the neck and somebody to call him mother. In the same way about father. And then the earth that is not filled with water. We don't ever get enough rain out here in California. We need more rain. Actually, out here we have too much fire and not enough rain. This is the thing. Too little rain in California and too much fire. That's our picture. And then, and the fire that saith not, it's enough. I wonder when we're going to burn off all of the mountains of California. I thought we'd run out of mountains long time ago, but apparently we haven't. These are four things that are never satisfied. Tremendous statement, is it not?